not press up. What else? What other words did you say?
Crimp up or slick up or doll up?
No.
What would you say about a man?
I would say the same word, that likes to dress up.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a man who likes to dress up a lot?
He likes to be very fashionable.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the expression a jelly bean for a dressed up man?
No.
And something you carry, your people used to carry coins in.
Coin purse.
And something a woman wears around her wrist.
A neck, bracelet.
And something strung up around the neck.
Necklace.
Or, talking about beads, you'd call that a, what, a bead?
A necklace of beads.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say a pair of beads?
No.
Or a string of beads?
String of beads. A string of beads, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or a string of pearls, really.
Mm-hmm.
I would use.
Something that men used to wear to hold up their pants.
Suspenders.
Any other name for that?
Yeah. I don't use it. So I don't know. I use suspenders.
Mm-hmm.
What other word is?
Do you ever hear galluses or braces?
No. Huh.
Do you think it was a Spanish word or?
No. No. In fact, the only word I've ever heard of is suspenders.
Mm-hmm. And what you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
And the last thing you put on the bed, the fancy cover.
The bedspread?
Mm-hmm. What about something that women used to make to put on the bed for warmth?
A blanket.
Or they'd piece it together?
A quilt.
Mm-hmm. Was that very common around here?
I think at one time it was when we were young. I'm talking to you about in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see them too much, I guess, with the air conditioning, the central heating.
Mm-hmm.
People don't use them. They're not very common anymore. I think they're common in Mexico, though, but not here. In fact, I haven't seen one in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But
what
I like.
Do they call them in Mexico?
They probably call it a sábana. No, sábana would be a sheet. I don't know what they call a quilt. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What about at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow?
Do you remember seeing anything about twice as long as a pillow?
No.
Did you ever hear of a bolster?
No.
And say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everybody, for the children to sleep on the floor, you'd make a
bed on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Any special name for a bed on the floor?
No.
Did you ever hear of a pallet?
No.
And say if you raised a lot of corn, you say we raised a big
crop of corn.
Uh-huh. And you say, well, we expect to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very
fertile.
What different kinds of soil or land do you have here?
We have sandy soil and black soil and red soil.
Mm-hmm.
And clay soil.
What color is the clay?
Brownish.
Mm-hmm. Any special names for very good soil or very poor soil?
No, we'd actually use the soil as very fertile soil, or we'd say it's very good soil.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'd say it's very poor soil.
Have you ever heard of calling some soil loam or loam?
Yes, we use it, but we use it in, when we're making reports on the soil conservation. We don't like to use clay loam,
mm-hmm.
But it's not used every day.
Is that good or bad, clay loam? Or what does it look like?
It's bad. It's brownish. It's the best soil around here is